On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came a new smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
The sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, let me check.
Is it the Ron Van Dam
Show? Yeah, it is. Thanks for stopping by. You didn't have to do this. I appreciate that. I know you didn't have to do this. Enough excessive dribble. Let's get on with the program. Let me first introduce some of the people that make this show possible, and I really do thank them from the bottom of my feet. First, there's a lovely and talented Jason Shaw, who does the theme musics and the incidental music, incidentally, during the program. John Shanahan, comedy writer, performs many of the comedy bits on this show and the comedy commercials, etc. And then there's Nicole Reed, who kind of assists in various ways. She's the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. She books many of the national interviews that we do on this show. And those are just some of the people. There's another 5,000 people on my staff. No, there's really not. I've said so many times before, I wish I had people. You know, I wish I was big enough, not size-wise, but authoritarianism, big enough to have people, where I didn't have to do a damn thing myself, I just have people do it for me. And you never say who they are, you just refer to them as people. If you want to have lunch with me, you have to contact my people. I may not even show up for the lunch, my people will show up and express my thoughts as if I were there. I won't have to make phone calls, answer texts, answer any emails. My people do that for me. I don't have to exercise. My people will exercise me. They will come over to my chair where I'm sitting and move my arms up and down. My people will do it, and I will benefit the results of their movements toward me, on me, because I have people. I don't get dressed. I don't put my pants on. Well, I do, but the people put my pants on. I don't. The people do. The people. I would have the people do everything. I wouldn't get up in the middle of the night to pee anymore. My people would do that. Anyway, I'm trying to form a picture of my people making me pee at 3 o'clock in the morning and I don't have to get up. But I think that involves a bag, and I'm not into that yet. Not just yet. Not just yet. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. And by the way, thank you for your applause. It's deafening. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So anyway, so yesterday, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you're really very warm and very gentle. Maybe someday you will be my people. I don't know. Anyway, this is a comedy program. Sometimes I will say things that might offend you to some extent or seem a little more grouchy than most people would be. That is purely for entertainment purposes. I'm a loving individual. That's not true. That is done for the humor purposes because it is a comedy program. I know. Thank you. Thank you so much. In my series of You Know You're Getting Older, and we all are, as a matter of fact, this is a fact of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
I mean, you could be a baby soiling your diapers every 10 minutes. You're still getting older. Everybody's getting older every minute, every day. And that's not comforting in any sense of the word. However, it does bind us as living things. And I'm looking for something that binds us because it's obvious nothing much does. Anyway, So I'm finding that there are certain landmarks in life that make you older, and I have reached one within the past 75 years. By the way, I'm not that old, but I have reached a mark where I fantasize and romanticize my prior years. When this happens, you must realize that you have reached a certain level. What I do is, I constantly either walk around and say it verbally or think it all the time, things were better before. Yeah, as soon as that phrase and that thought pattern becomes prominent, you know that you've reached a stage in life where everything now kind of sucks. But everything prior in your life, they were simpler times and things were better. You've reached it. You've reached it. My mother and father, specifically my mother, used to say that the Beatles were not music. That was that rock and roll of that ilk was just three simple chords with all different variations on three simple chords. They were right. I knew at the time that they were right. But at the same time, I thought, oh my God, these people are like, they're out of it. Because they didn't like the music that was predominant in that time. I'm now at that location. I don't care for the music that's predominant in this time. I have become my parents. I think I've even taken on their names. I don't even know. I think I look like them. I think I act like them. I say things. Wow. Another thing they said to me all the time was, just wait till you grow up. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Well, okay, because I don't understand what you're talking about now. You are so out of it, parents. I've reached that plateau. I'm on it, baby. I'm on it. Yeah, yeah, I'm on it. I've reached a plateau where I also think that now I understand exactly what they were talking about. Oh my God, oh my God, this is Twilight Zone time. Oh no, 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 no. When I see young children running around, I actually yell out, slow down, you're going to fall down and hurt yourselves. Why am I saying things like that? I actually don't want kids on my lawn. I don't want them playing on my lawn. Do you know why? It costs me a lot of money to have that sucker manicured all the time. Make sure my grass is green and it looks good and it gets mowed and it's fertilized. I'm fertilizing my lawn. I'm putting fertilizer on it. I didn't care. When I was a kid, I didn't care. I didn't even know what fertilizer was. I thought that was just something to come out of a cow's ass. But no, now I know what it is. I'm into grub control. Yeah, I'm into grub control for my grass. What the hell's wrong with me? Now if anybody steps on my grass, it's like a like an oriental carpet. Oh, don't stand on my grass. Oh, no. Get off my grass. Get off my grass. What's wrong with me? It's grass. It grows everywhere on its own, unless there's a drought, which there has been, and it's not growing. So stay off my lawn because I've seeded it. I've overseeded it. That's a term. Did you seed your lawn? Not only did I seed it, I overseeded it. Oh, no. That's awful. No, it's a thing. It's a thing. You're supposed to do that. What? Yeah. What's going on? What's wrong with me? What's going on? I was so accepting when I was younger. Everything is accepted. It's okay. Now it's like, no, nothing's okay. Stop doing that. Actually, I'm still very accepting, to be honest with you. I really, that part didn't leave me. But man, I'm hitting plateaus left and right every day. I mean, it's unbelievable. I actually, about a year ago, and it doesn't happen a lot, it was in the summer, I went to a restaurant, and I was sitting there, sitting in a booth. By the way, that's another signal that you're getting older when you walk into the restaurant and you request to sit in a booth. I like to sit in a booth. I think I've always liked to sit in a booth because it's private. But I don't think I asked for that when I was younger. And yeah, where do you want to sit? Oh, anywhere's fine. Anywhere's fine. Just as long as it's a table with a chair. Now I got to have a booth. Got to be a booth. Are there any booths available? There aren't right now, but a half an hour. I'm out of here. No booths, I'm out of here. I don't care how good your food is. I want to sit in a booth. Yeah, that's a request now. That's a request. So I'm sitting in a booth, and I'm sitting there, and they have the air conditioning on because it's the summer. It was last summer. And I remember it was a Japanese restaurant. It has nothing to do with it, I'm just saying. Just to paint the picture. I've got to paint the picture for you. I'm not a painter, but I'm painting a picture right now. I'm painting a mental picture, which is so much easier than actually painting a picture. When you paint a picture, you have to sit there for hours and hours and hours and get all the paints out, and that's expensive, and soak your brushes. I don't like to soak my brushes. You know, it's just a long process. But when you paint a picture mentally, as I'm trying to do with this restaurant story, it doesn't require any materials or tools. It's fantastic. It's just fantastic. That's why I do this talk show thing. I don't require any tools at all, just my voice, which is sometimes not easy to do. Anyway, I'm sitting in this booth, and all of a sudden, I feel some cold air on my shoulders and on my neck. And I actually say these words to the person I'm sitting with. I actually say, wow, is there a draft in here?
What did you just say? You didn't say that.
Is there a draft in here? Now that's part one. That's bad enough to actually be bothered by a draft of cold air. I like cold air. It's nice. It's cool. But what I next did really tagged me for getting older. What I next did would say, we need to move to another booth. Oh my God. I'm actually going to go up to the host or hostess, whoever that was, and say, I can't sit there. There's a cold draft on my shoulders. I need to change to another booth. Oh my God. What's wrong with me? When I used to see other people do it when I was younger, I thought, what an asshole, what an asshole. Look at these people. They got to move just because there's a little cold air on it. Now it became me. Now, that happened a year ago. I don't do it frequently or really at all. But still, another marker has been laid down in my cycle. The only good thing about getting older is I don't get my period anymore. What? Oh, I never did? That's for when? Oh, okay. Never mind. Forget that part. You know, I'm not a woman, but I believe I had hot flashes at a point. But I think I was just dizzy and I had too much to drink. Yeah, but I thought it was a hot flash, but I guess it wasn't. Yeah. And the other part of getting older is, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I have people, or I would like to have people. I do have people medically. I see every type of medical expert there is for no reason whatsoever, just to make sure is what I'm doing now. It's called preventive medicine, which is also called pay a lot of money medicine for something that you don't have. That's called preventive medicine. We need to prevent you from getting sick, so let's spend a lot of money and give you a lot of medicine that you don't need right now. My doctor told me that I had pre-diabetes, and I said, oh, do I have diabetes? And she said, no, but you could someday. So let's start taking... I said, what are you talking about? I have pre-everything. If we're going to go that route, I've got pre-everything. My one claim to fame medically, and my only claim to fame medically, I suppose, is that I never got COVID. Knock on your wood. By the way, knocking on wood these days, you really got to search for that. There's a lot of plastic, knock on plastic, but that's not the phrase. You got to find wood. It's got to be good wood too. But I never got COVID. I got all my COVID shots because I figured, what the hell? I mean, when this COVID thing began, people were dying from it left and right. I didn't want to be one of those. So I did the COVID shot bid, and I took it, and I realized, okay, no, fine. I didn't get any reactions or anything like that, so let's keep doing this. And I never got COVID. Everybody I know got COVID, and I'm talking about everybody I know. That's at least six people. Everybody got COVID but me. And then I actually said to myself, what's wrong with you? Why can't you fit into society? Look, they're all getting COVID. Why can't you do that? Well, I don't think I really want to, but I do want to fit in as a part of society. So I never got it. I guess that's good. I know some people that did get it, and it was nothing, and other people, it was really bad, to the point where they have this long COVID thing. I'm not really familiar with it, but I know two people who have long COVID, and they seem to always have COVID. They have symptoms that never went away, or they come back on their own. You don't have COVID, but you have the symptoms. It's fucked them up is what it's done. So it's a serious thing. It was real. It is real. Did I say Israel by mistake? That's a country. It is real. Oh, no, that sounds like the country again. It's not fake. It is real. You said the country again. Wow. Interesting. Anyway, I do have two guests today. Two guests in one. They're short little interviews. Shouldn't bother you too much. They're hawking some product or something. I have no idea what the hell they're doing. But we're going to take a short commercial break of our own. And then when we come back... Well, you know what? Let's just go into the interviews. Screw the commercial. All right, let's speak to our first guest. Christine Johnson is here. She's restaurant trends expert, and Caitlin Rogers, director of marketing at Wineside Exhibitions. And we're talking about one of my favorite subjects. Well, one is sex and the other is food. Guess which one we're talking about.
Well, we're talking about food.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine.
I know.
You know, this is interesting to me because everything has changed over the years through technology and different generations. But how much has food actually changed in order to accommodate these trends? That's the big question to you.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ron. I'm going to say welcome to our show. We're coming live to you from Chicago for the National Restaurant Association show. We've welcomed over 50,000 attendees. We've got 2,100 exhibitors, over 11 football fields of space, covering 900 different categories. Ooh. So there really is a lot to see and taste here. So we're going to cover some of the trends in food, beverage, and hopefully we can get to some to technology, if okay. I can get that out.
My sure. Goodness. Sure. Okay. Tell me what's going on there, what you're seeing that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing so many trends and new exciting foods on the show floor this year. One thing that really caught my eye, there are so many new plant-based foods here. Plant-based is a trend that's been around for a while, but it's really taken the show by storm. We're seeing new flavors, new product categories. Seafood in particular, we have two award-winning products in seafood. We've got a tuna fillet from Current Foods and some shrimp from New Wave Foods. They are both delicious. I'm not a vegan, but they had me going back for seconds. They're so yummy. We're also seeing a lot of global influences. We're seeing African flavors, Asian flavors, exotic ingredients, bold spices. I tried some gochujang Korean chili paste, which is a great example of that. It's savory, spicy, very versatile. Chefs are using it in traditional dishes like bibimbap, but also to put a spicy twist on things like fried chicken and tacos. One other thing that caught my eye was we're seeing classic retro dishes making a comeback. We're also seeing nostalgic products. I have some Olipop here, which is a probiotic soda. It's got a delicious vintage soda taste, a retro design, but it's got those probiotics. So it's healthy, it's tasty, and it's good for the planet. So those are all things that today's consumer really wants.
Okay. So there's a definite shift toward more natural, healthy foods, right?
Absolutely. And sustainability, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because you're both experts. When you go plant-based and you go natural, are they seasoned more with salt and stuff, or are they actually healthier all the way around?
So they're getting so creative and innovative with the plant-based foods this year. So, you know, I mentioned the tuna and the shrimp. The tuna is actually made with pea protein and algae oil.
Oh, okay.
And the shrimp is made with seaweed and mung bean protein. So they're still trying to get that protein in there. They're adding additional ingredients for texture, for flavor, for color, trying to make it kind of similar to you know, the foods that we know and love. You know, I had the tuna in a spicy tuna roll yesterday, and honestly, it tasted exactly like a spicy tuna roll. It was so delicious.
Wow. So this is, do shows cause the trend, or do shows respond to the upcoming trends that they see?
I think shows are responding, exhibitors are responding to trends that they're seeing. And trends really start with our independents. At the show, we have a wide variety of attendees and food service. So you'll have your chains that we all know and love, Starbucks, McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A. But we also have a vast amount of independent restaurants that really are the trendsetters. These are the ones that are really going to take these products on and make them part of their meal preparation and their meal delivery. Yeah. And they really then kind of set the trend that will probably be on, you know, QSRs, you know, hopefully in the next year or two.
I wonder if Chick-fil-A will ever become plant filet. Probably not.
I don't think they'll ever become plant filet.
Okay, fine. All right. Now let's talk about technology as far as that's introduced into this.
Yes, we're seeing a lot of AI and robotics on the show floor. There's so much technology to see here. Restaurants are really embracing technology solutions that are helping to streamline operations and to free up staff to create exceptional experiences for guests. One of those is Bear Robotics. Bear Robotics makes a hospitality robot helping serving stuff by running food and bussing tables. And also, they've really improved that technology so they can go over uneven ground very easily and don't spill your soup and your drink.
I've heard about restaurants overseas, I think in Japan or somewhere, where they actually have that going in restaurants. And I guess that's fascinating. I don't know.
Yes, yes. And we've seen some here in Chicago, too. Some of the restaurants here in Chicago are adopting this as well. Yes, exactly. And then also another thing that we saw on the show floor, which is brand new, that we hope will be in casinos and bars and airports soon. Mm-hmm. But we have our first interactive bartender, Cecilia AI, and she has really been taking the beverage room by storm with attendees. She's able to chat with customers, take drink orders, tell jokes, and still serve up to 120 drinks per hour.
Wow. So if you complain about your life or things that are going wrong to the bartender, does the AI bartender says, "All right, tell me what it is. Are you sad? Are you happy? Please respond."
I think she does. I think she'll go, "Okay, sounds good."
Right.
I think she'll say all those things. They programmed her with a funny little personality.
Yeah, she's got a great
pretty
personality.
Funny, actually. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's like that Alexa and Siri thing. I mean, I think I dated them once. I'm not even sure because they're... I don't know if that's good or bad. All right, there's a lot going on there. How can we find out about all the other things that you're observing?
Sure, you can go to our official website, nationalrestaurantshow.com.
Perfect. Hey, it's been a pleasure speaking to the both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Boston.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Pet behaviorist Reagan McGowan joins us, and Kristen Slater, thanks for being with us today. We're talking about cats.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. Where are you? Where are you out of?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, nice. Okay, we're talking about cats today, and the caring thereof, and all kinds of, there's some technology that's involved with caring for cats, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah. Tell me about this. This is a new system that I've not heard of. Tell me about this.
Sure. So, Ron, the better we understand our pets, the better we can take care of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're aware, especially if you're a pet owner.
Right.
And if we can detect subtle changes in their behavior, the signs that they're trying to give us, then we actually have the opportunity to catch things very early before they become serious in terms of health issues. So with this new technology, we're better equipped to help our cats enjoy lifelong health. So we have a smart litter box system which makes proactive care easy and accessible, and smart devices where we can help pet owners provide a new standard of care for the pets that they love.
And this is all done through the litter box, huh?
It is.
All right. Does a litter become kind of like a litmus test for their health?
So in this case, it's actually a system that sits underneath your litter box.
Oh.
So the advantage is it just slips right under your cat's existing litter box.
Uh-huh.
And tracks their behavior and weight.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Wow, is it like a scale of some sort?
Yeah, so it is like a scale. So the monitor sits right underneath the litter box, and there's sensors in the monitor. And each time a cat visits the litter box, we're tracking data about a cat's weight and the trends in that weight, as well as how often they're going to the litter box and their elimination type.
Oh.
And Ron, I'll probably blow your mind, but we're also able to distinguish multiple cats in a household between one another through the AI once it's trained by the pet parent.
Can I get one of these for under my bed? All right, never mind.
You bet you can.
If it tracked how many times I get up in the middle of the night, it would be a lot. Okay. What are the So how does this affect the health of the cat when you have this information? How is that transposed?
So a lot of the health conditions that cats may suffer from, they start with very early indicators, which usually manifest as changes in their elimination behavior patterns or their weight. So we're able to detect those and send alerts to pet owners so that they can seek veterinary attention. But it's really important to remember that although this is really a cutting-edge tool, nothing replaces regular vet checkups. So you still need to go see your vet on a regular basis and actually seek out vet care because that will promote the best outcome if your cat has a disease state. But we're excited to be able to share new information about cats with their owners and help strengthen that bond that they have with their cat.
Wow. How often should one change the litter box? And I mean that not in general, but I mean according to the information that you're getting from it. I mean, if you don't clean it enough, does it give you the wrong information, or does that affect it at all?
Yeah, so the system doesn't give you the wrong information, but it will tell you, it will show you when you've cleaned your box. And from your cat's perspective, they would like a very clean box that promotes the best environment for them for eliminating in. So if your cat had their way, you would scoop every time they eliminate. But with the Petivity system, we'll help remind you and show you when you're scooping, and even maybe give you a little reward if you're really great about litter box maintenance.
Oh, I get a reward. Okay. Okay. Do I get a cat treat? That's pretty cool. So if you have, yeah, it's okay. So if you have multiple cats, the system is able to distinguish between the two. That's fascinating and amazing, actually.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest accomplishments of this system,
yeah.
And it took no shortage of blood, sweat, and tears to make it happen. But we know a lot of pet parents, especially in America, are resistant to wearing collars, so that didn't seem like a viable option. So
yeah.
We recorded over 300,000 litter box events in our research center,
yeah.
That helped us develop the volume of data required to do this.
Wow. How would I get a hold of one of these to try? Are they on the market?
Yep. Don, you can get your very own Petivity Smart Litter Box Monitor in stores at PetSmart or online at Petivity.com or PetSmart.com.
Oh, okay. Fine. Wow. I guess it couldn't hurt to do it, right?
It would only make you and your cat's life better.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you to the both of you. Yeah, maybe someday you can develop a kitty litter that can tell you if your urine's good. But then I need...
Sit tight, Ron. Nope,
yeah.
We'll get working on that.
Okay. But do I get a cut of that because I brought it up? You were already working on it. Okay. All right, fine. All right, never mind. One more time. So Petco, go in there and ask them about it. Petco can help you out. One more time, the website?
Oh, PetSmart.com or Petivity.com.
Okay. And they'll answer all the questions that you may have because this is a new thing and you probably have some questions for it beyond what we talked about. Hey, thank you to the both of you for bringing this to our attention today. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, well, I mean, I'm serious. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.